There are more grim numbers on the coronavirus outbreak in Massachusetts. The State Department of Public Health yesterday reported the largest one-day death toll from COVID-19 since the pandemic began. For more on that now, we're joined this morning by WBUR's Zininjor Enwemeka. Good morning, Zininjor.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us more about the numbers.
There were 252 more deaths reported between Tuesday and Wednesday. And as you said, that is the largest day-to-day increase in deaths that we've seen during the pandemic. Overall, 3,405 people have died from COVID-19 in Massachusetts. And the data show that most of those people were over 60, though there have been folks younger than that who have passed away. I should note that Governor Baker says the state is also looking into unreported deaths. Now, the Centers for Disease Control has said that many states, including Massachusetts, have likely undercounted COVID-19 related deaths. And some states have actually gone back and found deaths much earlier than previously thought. So Governor Baker says the coroner's office and chief medical examiner are looking into that here.
I think most people believe that COVID-19 death rates are probably undercounted because it was here and it was in a lot of places before people truly understood and appreciated what it was. And people have gone back and started to do some work to try and figure out if there are cases where people presented with what would have been deemed as COVID-19 type symptoms and possibly were categorized in some other way.
Zininjor, tell us more about where things stand overall in relation to coronavirus cases in the state.
So there are now over 60,000 people who have tested positive for the coronavirus in the state. And when we look at city and town level data, we're still seeing disparities in underserved communities with higher populations of immigrants and people of color. So, for example, Brockton, Chelsea, and Lynn have much higher rates of infections than Boston. So the disparities are certainly an issue that we continue to take a close look at.
So that's the public health side of things. Let's talk about the economic impact of the pandemic. The state has expanded the pool of people eligible to receive benefits, and the governor says that many of those people are indeed filing claims.
Right. So gig workers are now eligible for benefits. These are contractors, freelancers, and self-employed workers, and they can get benefits through a new pandemic and unemployment assistance program. Applications for that opened last week, and Governor Baker said yesterday that they've already received over 150,000 applications and paid out nearly $500 million.
The successful launch of this program is another big step as we continue our work to help make sure that those who are struggling with the loss of a job due to the COVID-19 pandemic and the decisions that have been made since then get the help that they are eligible for and entitled to. And we'll continue to pay out benefits for workers who don't qualify for traditional unemployment through this PUA program.
And in terms of traditional unemployment assistance, more than 650,000 people have submitted claims in Massachusetts since mid-March. And we should be getting new numbers today for claims from the past week.
What else are you keeping watch on in the days ahead, Zininjor?
Well, I'm looking to see what more we hear about reopening plans in the coming weeks, as well as hospitalizations in the state. And those two are actually tied together in a way. Governor Baker says the number of people hospitalized for COVID-19 has plateaued, meaning there have been no sharp increases. But he has said that there needs to be a steady decline before the state can reopen. So I'm looking to see what those numbers are moving forward.
WBUR's Zininjor Enwemeka, thanks a lot for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.